Diary. Warnings regarding Dr. Kellogg and the work in Battle Creek. St. Helena, California. March 15th, 1903. I have said I should not go to the conference, wherever it is held, but the light I now have is that the Lord has a message for me to bear at that conference. I am instructed there will be things I shall meet and disapprove, that there will be writings presented that will appeal to the people of God to fasten and bind up means to be used in the medical missionary sanitarium work, and that they are making a mistake. This is not to be encouraged. In no case, at this time, are such documents to be prepared to go to our people to tie up means that way. Our people who are stewards of God's means are to consider that they are handling means that will be needed to advance the work in new places. It is not the right way to procure means. Could all see the afterworking of such documents, they would stop right where they are and consider, as it is presented to me, what the sure result will be. Much perplexity and distress, and loss of confidence in those who stand as leaders in the work, and loss of confidence in Dr. Kellogg. Such a scene of confusion was presented to me. One stood with the reading of the papers to secure their signatures. Luke 11, verse 45 to 47, 52 quoted. There are formulated papers, said my instructor, that are drawn up in such a way that there is no surety that those who sign their names to these productions know what they are attaching their names to. A deceiving power is placed in the hands of men that, if they choose, they can take advantage of the ones who have received their means. And then the outcome was presented to me. Great confusion, disappointment, and loss of faith in men who they supposed were true as steel. I forbear to say more now. March 27th, 1903. There have been some things presented to me that I wish to present to our people in this conference. I wish to present to our people the fact that wicked men, imbued with satanic agencies, are not the degraded-looking beings that Satan is represented to be. Lucifer was the most lovely being in all our world, but he fell from his high estate because the loveliness and glory he possessed, given of God, did not make himself, as God's, only begotten Son. He insinuated to the angels that there would be a change ere long in the heavenly courts. He would have the highest place. Oakland, California, March 28, 1903. Again, my attention has been called to the papers preparing to be sent to Seventh-day Adventists to secure means to use for carrying forward the medical missionary work. The Lord has given me words to caution our people that they are to fully understand what they are doing in binding up their means in any such way. Why? For a large work is to be done. There are words of caution given me that I am to give to our people. They are not to be drawn upon in this way, for it is not the way of the Lord. His work is to be advanced in places where they have never heard the truth. These formulated papers should not be sent to our people. It is not the right way to work. There will be a canvassing of this subject, and let all our people move very cautiously. I am instructed to say, wait until you know all things that are necessary for you to know. Some things were presented to me while in Australia about the documents that would be drawn up that should not be signed, for it is not for you to pass through the trials that will be the outcome of this kind of work. For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known. Luke 12, verse 2. Let no names be signed to documents to draw means from Seventh-day Adventists. These talents of money are the Lord's. Let not men trust in men, or make flesh their arm, for the Lord alone is to be your trust. Read Isaiah chapters 40, 41, and 43. The Lord will not be trifled with. He calleth upon his people to make diligent work for repentance. Let there be most earnest work. Let there be strength given to his own people. I address the men who are engaged in medical missionary work to come to their senses. You are being led by Dr. Kellogg, and it is for you to look to God. All these things are to be closely examined by men who understand the terms of lawyers, so that the perverting of justice shall not be. Every such movement is to be carried intelligently in open council of all who are possible to be present. The Medical Missionary Association has no right to do any work that will bind up means with the medical missions, that will in any case draw means from our churches, so that the gospel message to be given to the world will be hindered in any way. This invitation will do that very work. They are at liberty to draw from worldlings.
I have a message for the people of God. The Lord God has not appointed that his young people or the elderly people shall be called to Battle Creek to obtain an education in medical missionary work. Why, the indication is sufficient in blotting out two institutions. And unless there is a deepened, earnest work engaged in of seeking the Lord, there will be other judgments that will follow. But how the brethren should advise or counsel the work to rebuild the sanitarium in Battle Creek is a mystery. It is because their own sensibilities and spiritual discernment are not in a wholesome, clear, healthful condition. There needs to be close examination in every movement made. The youth now are to be receiving their education in schools appointed in different localities, not so large a number collected together in Battle Creek, which is the most objectionable place, for Dr. Kellogg has not been sound in the faith which makes us what we are, Seventh-day Adventists. He has become an apostate in principles of religious faith, and yet he will falsely assert that he believes as he has always believed in doctrinal points. He simply does not know himself, for his feet are on sliding sand, and he will certainly keep the cause and work of God in great confusion according to the frame of mind which he happens to be in. I have been surprised and astonished that the man is so unsound in pure principle. He is permeated with the spirit of science that is unsound, and which will be worked in a way to deceive, if possible, the very elect. Dr. Kellogg is building on sliding sand. He is bold and determined in carrying things, as his impulsive disposition will lead him, respecting no voice or judgment that in any way crosses his track. Truth has not been respected in his statements. His associates in his lines of carrying the business transactions in the sanitarium are not having wise men to care for the various lines of work. What a farce it is! And yet this kind of work, gathering responsibilities, is constantly going on to the neglect of many things. I was taken through some of the perplexities, and my instructor said, "There will be turning and overturning. Things have been sadly neglected, and the foundation is insecure and uncertain. God is not glorified. Truth is not practiced. Justice and equity cannot enter." The completion of the lines of management reveals the deformity of the characters of the workers. The oracles of God are becoming extinct. The attentive listener can at times distinguish a still, small voice. But the sound, earnest, truthful workings of this institution are so mingled and confused with the varied interpreters that men are drifting into atheism and false science. The spirituality is becoming a dangerous element in the schemes and devisings of an imbalanced mind in Dr. Kellogg. He cannot cure the difficulties without a thorough transformation of character, but to repent and be converted is not in his line. The aversion to truth is remarkably apparent. All things will have to be changed and the management placed in safe hands. The divine instructor is truth, righteousness, and integrity. But this has not been the atmosphere that prevails in this institution. Every day God is dishonored. An entire change must come. A business manager of sound principles must come in. Then there will be dissatisfaction in coming to this arrangement if Dr. Kellogg, physician in chief, is not the ruling power, which should not and never can be. He has his place, but he has been long out of his place and needs to be thoroughly converted. March, April, 1903. Before leaving St. Helena, I was in the night season before a company of people. Words were spoken by you, Dr. Kellogg, with others, urging the plan expressed upon paper to secure monies to carry on the work at Battle Creek. One stood in our midst, a messenger from God, and spoke decidedly and with authority concerning the documents held in your hand, and said, "Such things as that expressed in that paper are not to be brought before the churches. It is not justice and righteousness to the cause of God throughout the field. God has a work to be done in cities where nothing yet has been done to signalize the work of God, which is the gospel to be preached to all nations and people. Such methods as are presented in these papers will be made to appear a safe and worthy enterprise, but the foresight, thought given, to them will be less favorable in appearance. The aftersight will be of a very disappointing character." The words were spoken, "This paper does not represent God's plan. It is something that should not go forth to the people to draw means from them."
Again, I was passing through a similar scene the first night after coming to Oakland. I was giving words of warning to our people, and was instructed to teach them to be on guard, for there would be various things presented to be endorsed by men of responsibility that would bring embarrassment to the work God designs shall be done. The Lord's treasury of means he has entrusted to his servants, to be used wisely as needs shall arise to advance the work. The means God has entrusted is not to be exhausted in being tied up in the way it is being proposed. Whatever is done in any place in the future is to be done with money handled unselfishly. The way of creating funds from our churches is not God's plan. There is a work that has been left undone in making plants in many places where the truth of God shall be represented. His memorials shall be in the cities where they are not now. The gospel and medical missionary work are one, and I am instructed to guard the churches that they shall not be drawn upon to perform this action, for it will certainly displease God, and will cut off from the cause of God a revenue of means that would have advanced the work in places where the warning message has not yet come. The many testimonies God has given upon this subject I should present before the people in a decided way, to enlighten them that they shall not use the Lord's money in this proposed way. Truth is to go forth as a lamp that burneth. Donations will be called for as emergencies shall arise, and gifts and offerings must be drawn upon to do this work. Therefore, I must speak the word of the Lord. Dr. Kellogg is in need of lifting up his eyes and seeing the fields all ripe unto the harvest, and there is need of facilities to do the work represented as reaping. The gospel seed planted in fields unworked appears small at first. The medical missionary work connected with the gospel presented in cities and places unworked will need means which has been needed greatly in the South and in New York City, in Washington, the state capital. In many cities in America, there has been nothing done, and God is displeased with the showing. But that which ought to have been done must be done now. Ministers are working in the various lines of preaching the gospel and bringing in the light on health reform in many places. And I am instructed to say, this paper that is being prepared to present to our people is a mistake, and I must guard the interest of the Lord's work. When the sanitarium in Battle Creek is thoroughly established upon a firm basis to do the very work that ought to be done, the gospel message of warning will be given to the world to prepare a people to stand in the great conflict before us. The property is so arranged that, if necessary, the workers can be transferred to places where the work will have to be ere long. There should be as little expended in Battle Creek as possible, because there are many places that will need to be worked. When the last message of mercy shall go with clear, decided notes of warning, stronger and stronger, the word growing more and more decided, false theories will be brought in by the specious devising of the enemy, clothed with garments of righteousness. Every weapon will be drawn. Satanic forces to counterwork the truth are making void the law of God. There will be close, severe conflicts. God has spoken to you in Battle Creek. But if these calamities have little effect to change the spiritual atmosphere, He will not forbear. He will come closer in judgments. The God is in earnest with us. There is a limit to the forbearance of God. It is possible to presume on it so as to exhaust it. Some will arise who know the truth, but who depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits. Deceptive influences have been carried on that are not after God's order. When Dr. Kellogg shall come to the knowledge of the truth and will walk in all humility of mind and lay off the supposition that he is the master and not the learner, then the Lord will be entreated to pardon his transgressions and forgive his sins. He has forsaken me, saith the Lord, for another God. There is a form of piety that is of no value with God, an accommodating piety. The Lord your God has borne long with you, and has not left you to your own perversity, but has sent you message after message. But very few have any knowledge of the mistakes and defects of your character.